Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram is going to join us at noon. Tyvis Powell, our partner on the Browns Radio Network, and at 1 o'clock, Kevin Stefanski's press conference. After the Browns losing 31-29 to the worst team in football.
Are we now not the worst team in football? If you call them the worst team in football and you lose to them, are you the worst team in football?
Do I have to say how bad they were?
One win, that's all I needed to hear.
Had lost 7 straight. Had been outscored by 158 points. Biggest differential in the NFL. And lowest scoring offense in the NFL, 14.2 points a game, and they put up 31 on the Browns. And the Browns defense.
17. How long have they been in? When did they move to Tennessee? I'm trying to remember what year that was.
Late 90s, I think.
Late 90s, because I know the overall record includes this had to include the Oilers then.
Yeah, I don't know.
They were 17-17 in Cleveland, so now we're under. They have the advantage against
us.
The
Oilers.
That's right, the Texans. That was a catchy little tune, wasn't it?
Texans did a great job last night against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Chiefs are toast.
Houston, by the way, Oilers.
You want to know what analytics do to good coaches?
Get them fired?
Make them look stupid.
Yeah, it does.
Andy Reid last night went for it in a 10-10 game on a fourth down from his own 31-yard line. 10-10 game. And his defense had been playing really well in the second half. And Andy said yesterday, that's on me. I messed it up, blah, 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 blah. And then the explanation, you know, in the writing that I saw, the analytics say you're supposed to go for it in that situation. Like to know the last time analytics ever actually won a football game.
Danny, okay. Yeah, I know he said that. You'll be all right. He said something nasty about analytics.
I mean, what are we on? Year 7 of this?
Yeah.
You ain't changing it, nor am I.
Yeah.
You know what I thought? I thought Nathan Zagura had a great line yesterday.
A couple good ones at the end of the game.
And he said, analytics are one thing, humanalytics are something else. And that's, to me, that's the thing. You're playing this game with human beings. You're down by 14. You score a touchdown. You kick the extra point. You're down by a touchdown and an extra point. Instead, you go for 2.
Here's the other problem I have with analytics. Is the analytics working for teams that have 10 wins? Because I don't know that it's always going to work for a team that has 3 wins. Or do the analytics work for a team that has, I don't know, 2/5 of their offensive line playing? Should you assume that every player is the same? Because to me, that's what analytics says. I don't know how it can differentiate between player talent on the field, starters, experience, history. I don't know. Is there a formula for that? Has AI come up with that yet? That's the problem with analytics here. Let's just imaginary, say 75% of the time, teams that go for it on 4th and 1 from the 50 make it. Well, that means 25% don't. So you got a 1 in 4 shot. You're not going to do it. And then the other part is, of the 75%, how many teams are in the position on fourth down to have to go for it? And if they're a good team, they're going to make it. If they're a bad team, they're not. I mean, I don't need a computer to tell me what my team is doing at the current moment. And a computer would have told me leave Shedeur. If a computer would have said, oh, no, taking Shedeur Sanders out at the end of the game and running a wildcat was a good idea on the two-point conversion, I would have thrown the computer out the window. Why would you walk away from a hot quarterback at the end of the game? I'm like, it's real. Hopefully by noon I can let this thing go. But I'm still burning from that yesterday.
You shouldn't let that thing go.
Well, I mean, I just don't want to sit here and harp on the same story over and over. I just don't get it. I don't understand why you would walk away from that. And, Jeff, it's the same feeling I used to get with Nick Chubb. Exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm irritated, you know, the next day about it. And the other problem is you can't go to the podium every time and say it's on us. We have to do better. At some point, it is on you, and you're going to lose your job. I can see firing that off once a year. It's every game.
Greg's in Florida. Greg, what part of the fine state of Florida are you in?
Sarasota.
Sarasota. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in.
We're crummy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for you.
Feel free to
now
talk.
Now would be the time to talk, Greg.
Yeah, so yesterday I couldn't help but feel a certain kind of way. We're analyzing Shedeur Sanders, right, for next year, whether we're going to draft or whatever, but I couldn't help but feel this way. We score, Shedeur runs in that touchdown to go down 8, and I couldn't help but feel, but you kick the extra point.
Yes, you do. Way, I think you do.
Okay, and then that way, if you score another touchdown, which he does, which is great, at that point, that can make your decision where you can go and try to either tie it up and go in overtime, or you can try and go win the game to still analyze him because he's legendary, right? So now you're like, oh, you
who's
have
legendary?
Wait,
who's legendary? Yeah. What are you talking about?
It's just the quote. But anyways, it gives you another chance to analyze them and like give them a chance to either win the game or kick the field goal or kick the extra point to go into overtime. And I just don't understand what this coach is doing. And then even if you lose that way, you know, it's like at least you put the ball in his hand and you gave your quarterback the opportunity to try to do something. And what they did is just unexcusable.
Greg, I'll tell you what he was doing. He was following what analytics tell you to do. It was really well explained by Andrew Siciliano and Nathan Zagura in the game. The analytics will tell you in that situation when you're down to go for 2. And I think it's stupid.
Yeah, that's why, I don't know, I watched something on Mary Kay last night, and like, I haven't wanted Stefanski for a long time now, and she said something, used some analogy that the nail's in the coffin. She used that analogy. She didn't say he's done, but she used that analogy, and I just think he is done, so.
All right, hey, have a good day.
Thanks.
Enjoy the weather. We could use some up here.
Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weather. Okay.
I get tired after the first minute and a half of his phone call, first minute is everything you just said.
Well, it was.
Okay. Well, okay. Just kind of stick with the program a little bit. That's
all right. Everybody's frustrated, Andy.
I'm frustrated.
Everybody. Larry's frustrated.
Lair.
I'm focused, man. I'm happy. You know why?
You're happy.
Because we still got another day. Yeah, man. Most of all,
hey, Larry, make me happy. Take it off speakerphone, okay?
Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. All right. Hold on. Just a minute.
We're good. All right. We got all the time in the world.
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, we still hear you. Still not great, but that's all right. Go ahead.
Say, man, Kapaski, you know who he ought to do. I think he got a big resentment against Sanders, man, because
Larry, stop that, man. Shedeur was great. He passed for 363. Yeah, Kevin put him in a position to succeed, and he did.
Though. That's the thing. We supposed to win that. We at home. We had the momentum. How can you lose? And then, most of all, we all played them, really. But most of them, we had.
No, you didn't. You gave up 31 points to the worst offense in football.
Yeah, defense didn't help you yesterday.
I understand that, but guess what? Somebody got to take an L for that, because Skowronski should have had a staff more better fundamental standard for that, man. How you going to block a kick and then the other receiver or other opponent went like 6 yards to second play? Come on, man. That's unexcusable. Well, for coach, but we got to, man, it's time to change. It's time to break the chain. Let's get, man, we got to change the whole flow, man. Get some new coaches, staffing, because some hungry, high-energy people. And, man, that office coordinator is terrible. And, Judy, just be quiet and catch the ball. Hello.
I thought his back was done after he did that backflip yesterday. I thought it was, because he was holding
his
back.
Why would you do a backflip on a frozen football field?
I don't know. No, it was super soft. The field was a mess yesterday. Skowronski, that's a new one, isn't it?
Skowronski is a new one, yes.
So does that go on the Hall of...
Oh, without question. Skowronski. I think he said Skowronski to start off with, too.
Oh, so we got two and
so
one?
We got two of them.
Okay, yeah. So we got Skowronski?
Skowronski and Stakant. What was it?
Stakansky.
It's already been a day.
What are the other ones we have?
Can I have
Stepanski will always be
Stepanski
my favorite.
Stepanski is my favorite.
Stepanski will
go. Can I have a Phelpsian moment for half a second here?
All right, what is the one thing?
Not sure what that means.
We are up to two callers in a row.
Mm-hmm.
It's inexcusable, not unexcusable. Inexcusable.
Thank you.
Oh, red pen. He's the one that called Junior red.
Heaven forbid we follow the language.
And it's two people in a row. Inexcusable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm not sure how to pronounce this name. You're in Cleveland. What's your
name? Ramadi, isn't it?
Ramadi? Hey.
Yes, Ramadi.
Hey, Ramadi. How are you? Are you driving, Ramadi? Hello?
On my way to work.
All right. You stay on speakerphone because I don't want you to get an accident.
Yeah,
keep going.
Be safe.
Yeah.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, man. I just want to say that It's over with, man. I mean, just not football sense, man. Just dumb football sense. Like, you ever play football? I mean, you could just look at the stuff and, like, how do you not kick the extra point? I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, like, we got some talent on offense as rookies, man. I love Juckins. I love Fannin. Shador did his thing. You know what I'm saying? So how we go forward with a coach that doesn't use football sense? You know, like,
well, he's using something else, Ramadi, and that, to me, it drives me nuts. He's using analytics.
Yeah, I mean, that's not football, though. I mean, like, are we playing football?
Many teams will tell you that it is. I disagree. You kick the extra point.
I've watched a lot of football. I have never seen a coach down 14 go for two. I don't know.
Actually, it's happening a lot these days, and I hate it. It's happening a lot these days. Don't like it.
The smartest guy in the room. Just play football. Exactly. Do your job.
Exactly.
Just do your job. Kick the extra point.
Jim's in Strongsville. Jim.
Hey, Jim.
In honor of Dan, what is unacceptable or inacceptable or whatever?
Inexcusable.
I don't know. Now I'm confused. Whatever. Now I'm confused on which one's which. Anyway,
inexcusable is a word. Unexcusable, not a word.
That's unexcusable, what you're saying.
Thank you, eighth grade English teacher.
Yes.
Listen, so what it all comes back to is the defense. I mean, we can nitpick left and right all we want to about, you know, going for two, not going for two. But I think the defense was the real story. And you guys brought it up last week.
You're
and I
correct.
Think I know we had I know we had injuries, but you guys brought it up last week. Well, how do you know if a team's giving up or how do you are they playing hero ball? There was a lot of hero ball yesterday on the defensive side. And I would say that there was more interest in getting I think they were playing for Miles to get sacks. And you know what Tennessee did that was – I thought it was actually brilliant. Most of the time what they would do is whoever was going to – they were putting on that side to chip Miles, that's exactly where they threw the ball was to that guy because he was unaccounted for. And so there was a good game plan. I think the defense was disorganized. I don't think – and I don't think they were disciplined yesterday. I think they were playing hero ball. I think you are seeing – at least on the defensive side of the ball, guys going for statistics versus going for wins.
Jim, they went after that game as if, at least it appeared this way to me. They went after that game like, all right, we got Tennessee here. We're going to beat these guys. And in the process, let's do some cool things, like get sacks and everything else. It just seemed like, especially at the beginning of the game, Tennessee came out so quickly and put up points, you know, 7-0 on an 8-play, 53-yard drive, 14-3. On Tony Pollard with a 65-yard run. I mean, come on, man. It just it felt that way all game long. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.